Sometimes just holding your own can be pretty good news. That was the theme yesterday as the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation presented its annual forecast for the city's business community. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The AEDC report agreed with other economic predictions that 2009 would witness the first time in 20 years that the total number of jobs in Anchorage would not increase. But Development Corporation President and Executive Director Bill Popp told his luncheon audience at the Denina Civic and Convention Center to think of Anchorage's job market as a positive rather than a negative.
A flat economy is a good economy, given the current state of the world. And that is what AEDC is predicting for 2009, essentially flat job growth.
As have other analysis of Anchorage's economic status done, Pop's forecast began with a description of the city's stability compared to much of the rest of the nation.
Our housing market is balanced, and it is healthy with steady prices and minimal foreclosures. Our banking industry is strong and has money to lend, and they are looking to make loans. And more people are working in Anchorage today than at any other point in our history as a city.
Last year, AEDC predicted an Anchorage job growth of 1,000. The actual 2008 number was closer to 900. AEDC's 2009 prediction is much more mixed.
200 new jobs in the trade sector, retail and wholesale, 100 new jobs in the business and professional services sector, 100 new jobs in the healthcare sector. On the downside, transportation sector will decline by 100 jobs. Leisure and hospitality sector, tourism, will decline by 200 jobs, 200 fewer jobs in construction, and no changes expected in the other sectors of the economy.
AEDC predicts overall employment in Anchorage will drop by approximately 100 jobs in 2009. The organization's estimates do not include military personnel or self-employed workers. The forecast is based in part on current employment statistics from the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development, as well as interviews conducted with representatives of key industries in Anchorage. This year, AEDC added a new element to its annual forecast, an Anchorage Business Confidence Index survey. From December through mid-January, a little over 100 local businesses responded to the electronic survey. They included some of the city's largest employers, as well as a cross-section of Anchorage's economy, including smaller businesses. Pop said the overall confidence rating for 2009 was just under 52%. Anything over 50% is considered positive.
Respondents to the business confidence survey forecast, small increases in gross sales, net profits, and employment. And survey participants expect a very minor decrease in capital expenditures in 2009.
He said the confidence index also included questions about what Anchorage businesses regarded as the biggest hurdles they faced.
Energy prices and the availability of professional and technical workers are considered the two most significant barriers to growth, with 63% rating energy prices and 62% rating the availability of skilled employees as a significant or moderate barrier.
Before the luncheon, AEDC unveiled a new advertising promotion to attract prospective trained employees to Anchorage. As for what infrastructure or economic development projects the Anchorage business community thought most important for future prosperity, the first was a gas pipeline. Second was a natural gas pipeline from the North Slope to South Central Alaska. Third was workforce training, and fourth and fifth, port and airport expansion. The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation is a private nonprofit entity created in 1987 to encourage growth and diversity in the Anchorage economy. Its funding comes from municipal and state grants, contracts, and private contributions. The economic forecast and confidence index are posted on the AEDC website. This is Len Anderson.